Today on our Ideas Matter segment, we check in with the Pennsylvania Humanities Council and learn about the Chester Made Project. The project uses the humanities to inform community dialogue and revitalization in the city of Chester, Pennsylvania. We're joined now by, is your last name Zierer?
You got it. It rhymes with mirror. Thank you, Joe.
Okay. Well, great. I usually get that wrong, so I'm very glad in your case I got it right. We are joined by Lori Zierer, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Humanities Council and a Chester Made Project leader. And Lori, it's very nice to have you on the program. Congratulations on the great work, and thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. So let us begin with the obvious of what is Chester Made Project? How did this come to be?
Well, you know, Chester Made is a humanities initiative to help recognize and promote arts and culture in the city of Chester and to harness their power as a force for community revitalization. We launched this project this past year with a number of different partners, not only the Pennsylvania Humanities Council, but the city of Chester, Widener University, local arts groups like Chester Arts Alive, a collective of artists, the Artist Warehouse, Gas and Electric Arts that uses theater for civic dialogue, along with us. So it's a big group of us that have been working on this in the city of Chester.
It seems like there are basically these two missions. One is to work in the humanities on various forms, but also to start that community dialogue.
Absolutely. Chester is, you know, really very well known in Pennsylvania and nationally. I mean, it was a birthplace of greatness. William Penn landed in Chester. It's the home of many jazz legends like Ethel Waters. But this is a community, this hardscrabble riverfront city that was once a mighty industrial center in the area a decade ago, watched its last supermarket shut down. Mired in poverty, businesses left, median household income of $26,000, that's half of the state median, and just this last June, it was one of the lead, number two as one of the most dangerous cities in America. So this is a community in Pennsylvania that has just really begun to see renewal in recent years. And within the city, there was a real interest as part of policy and planning processes to revitalize by creating an arts and culture district. And what we did as part of that process is we used storytelling. We put the people back in the process and dialogue to really map out what were the cultural assets of the community and what were the values. What did people really care about? What was at heart Chester Made through and through?
So that this is all fascinating. I'm ultimately curious of how this cultural mapping and ultimately the story gathering have driven the civic engagement and ultimately the community revitalization.
We found what was so important in Chester as well as communities across Pennsylvania is that there's a great need to create a platform, a forum for people to be involved in local politics and community processes. We really, truly value civic engagement in Pennsylvania, and we saw across the state, we have a civic index that was done by Penn State, that in Chester and in other communities, yes, we talk to our neighbors. Yes, we are involved in community groups. But many times in Pennsylvania, people do not come together from different groups, from across the railroad tracks. Business people may not be talking to artists or city leaders or folks within the faith-based community, that we don't come together, by and large, to think through, talk through, and make decisions as a whole, as a community. And we felt very strongly that in Pennsylvania, one method that can be used is at the heart of the humanities, and that's storytelling. When you take public processes that are usually a town hall meeting where everyone comes together to comment on a plan, and when you truly ask people in church basements and community centers, at senior centers, what they truly think about arts and culture and how they value it in the community, those stories are going to bubble up at what really matter to people. And so what we did was we created a Chester-made ensemble of folks who had been had some expertise in improv or working with communities to gather stories. And we literally mapped the data from the stories, because we feel that stories are data with soul, to create a map, an online Esri map of all of those assets. And what we found from the community is that they identified nearly 200 people, places, events that were core to what makes Chester Chester through and through. And we really saw those as our champions as part of this process.
I mean, 200 to me seems a lot. I don't know what the population of that area is, but that seems like a lot.
Well, you know, it is an amazing number when you think that we had 8 story gathering sessions and we identified 200 just in 8. So we did this in the month of February. And what it said to us was that arts and culture was the very fabric of the community. People didn't identify only an art gallery at Widener University. They also identified festivals, a Mother's Day parade, basketball games, the Chester High Band, all of those kinds of activities and places form Chester culture and arts. And it happens in churches, it happens on stoops, it happens everywhere. It's not something that, it's a passive activity, but it's something that is part of everyday life.
Who sets the agenda when it comes to the actual community dialogue?
Well, you know, we worked together to create particular questions, to gather this information, and we did it hand-in-hand with the community. In fact, we had over 50 advisors that worked with us that came throughout the community to really think through what were the most important questions and information that we needed to gather, and we used that experience working with the community to truly make it a resident-driven process. And we even used that methodology in order to identify the sites that people in the community felt were most important, where we would gather the most information.
Chester Made Project is something that obviously has been in the works for how long? What is the history?
Oh my goodness! This project itself, we captured information and worked together over the past year. It's you know, collecting all these stories with the ensemble has been an intensive process the last 3 or 4 months. that involved not only an ensemble collecting the information, but students from Widener going through and analyzing this information to create a map, and then for us to even take it out into the community to talk about the results of the findings of what the key values were, to test the data points that we had found to make sure that we got it right.
Are other communities in Pennsylvania and throughout the country coming to you and saying, okay, what are you doing? Tell us about it.
Oh, you know, not only in Chester, but we have been working with the Scranton Area Neighborhood Park Collaborative on a series of humanities-based community conversations and events that have been designed to engage West Scranton residents in the development of three local parks. And also, the Pennsylvania Humanities Council has just recently partnered with the Orton Family Foundation to bring Orton's National Heart and Soul Program to communities across Pennsylvania. Orton's Heart and Soul is a similar resident-driven approach to community planning and development, and it uses story sharing as a way to help community members gain a clear sense of the values that should drive community planning. We see all three of these projects, the Chester Made Project, Scranton, the Orton Partnership, as to include our desire to include and to hear from local community members in an effort to truly rebuild positive community identity and to create positive conditions for community planning and economic development using humanities as a tool.
Well, to learn more about the Chester Project and the other fine work the Pennsylvania Humanities Council is doing, you can go to their website. It is pahumanities.org, pahumanities.org. Lori Zierer is the Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Humanities Council. Lori, thank you so much for sharing the great work you're doing. I appreciate it, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much, Joe.
A great pleasure. Thank you very much. Again, Lori Zierer is the Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Humanities Council. You can find out more information about their work by going to pahumanities.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.